Blog Talk Radio.
1-1-1, one way to God. There's 1-1-1, one way to God. Well, there's 1-1-1, one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. 1-1-1, one way to God. 1-1-1, one way to God. 1-1-1, one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Most High Yah. Amen. Yahuwah, our Heavenly Father, our Elohim, our Elohim. Amen. He that created us, out of the dust. Praise God. I was talking to somebody the other day. I was just telling of the song back in the day. They used to say, dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind. So I tell you, that's a true song. Amen. But he created us. God created us. Amen. Out of the dust, created Adam. And it kept going on, even into the day. Amen. Our flesh, amen, is just dust in the wind. Amen. But I'm letting you know that God loves you. Most to see you say, not his will that any should perish, but all coming to repentance. Praise God. Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Amen. Have you believed in him? Amen. For all, are you all in with him? Praise God. That's what I'm saying. We have to be all in with him. Praise God. We thank and praise God for him today. Amen. Because in him dwells all fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2 and 9. Hallelujah. So I'm letting you know that you need to come to Christ, our HaMashiach in Hebrew. Amen. The anointed one. Amen. You need to come to him. We ask that you come right now. We thank and praise God today. I'm trying to make this short today. Praise God. You see here today. Going into the scriptures. Amen. I want to give thanks and honor to our apostle, general overseer of the Church of God, the Bible Way, the Churches of God, the Bible Way. Amen. And also our presider, Bishop Al J. McCloud. Amen. Give honor to him, a great man. Give honor to also Bishop Brookshaw, Jonathan Brookshaw of the North Florida and Southern Georgia District. Amen. And also to my Bishop Adrian M. Shaw, Jr. Amen. As Church of Jesus Christ Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. Let you know that they are great men, and we thank and praise God for them today. Amen. Also, our Presbyterian, Terry, amen, and our brother, thank you, Sheffield, Terry Sheffield, praise God. Amen. Give an honor to him. Also, my district elder, amen. Our district elder of the West Coast District, praise God. Elder Ray Johnson. All of the great men and all the men and all the bishops of the Church of God, the Bible Way, and also Bishop Overseer Williams. Amen. That's over there in Orlando. We thank and praise God for him. Amen. Well, church people, I'm letting you know today that you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Praise God. You must be born again, as Jesus tells Nicodemus. Say, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And then he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, that I say unto thee, you must be born again. Hallelujah. That's in St. John 3. But if we go down, as Jesus talking to Nicodemus, we're going to drop down here at the 14th verse. And he say in John 3, amen, 14, he says this, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's a promise from God. Isn't that something? That's a promise from him. All right? Eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. Now, you see where it says, underlined there, I underlined it, whosoever believeth, okay? So, and as we go on, and then eternal life, think about it. And then it says this. It says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. All right, and then it goes down to the 18th verse. It says, he that believes on him is not condemned, meaning made ashamed. All right, but he that believes not is condemned already. I mean, because he had not believed on the name, under that line there, name. All right, let me see. All right, the name of the only begotten Son of God. You'll stop right there. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that word today. Oh, God, we, as we go on, and we ask that you bless the people out there that are here today. We thank you right now. Oh, amen. To call in, you can write this down for next week. All right, and have your friends and neighbors call in. All right, the call-in number is 563-999-3034. 963-999-3034. Amen. So as we see here today, you must have that experience. Now, all right, as we go on, go to let's go to Acts 10 and look at the 43rd verse. Acts 10. And here Peter's talking to the Gentiles right here. And look what he says here. He confirmed this with what Jesus is talking about. Look what he says. He said, watch this, it says, and to them gave all the prophets witness to his name, that's why I have to underline name. Whosoever, I said, you underline, whosoever believeth in him shall receive what? Remission of sin. Now, Peter talks to the Jews in Acts 2. Let's go there. All right. Acts 2. Amen. The Bible said this here in Acts 2:37. Now, when they heard this, they was pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brothers, what shall we do? Now, what people may be asking now, what shall we do? How should I be saved? How should I get saved? That's what they should say. And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost is those people, is those who believe, all right, and those who have faith and believe, all right? All it's just some people think that they're just saved because they just say they believe. Well, you know, you haven't made the whole trip yet. All right. So when you make the whole trip, you know, where it says, you know, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You have a lot of people. I know when I was in the Baptist church, when I was dealing with the Methodist church, I believed and I had faith. But, you know, I still needed help. All right? I still needed power. The Bible says, it talks about it, amen, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. Amen. See, and that's what it is, power. You got to have that power, praise God, you know. But that's what he tells us. And that's what people are lacking, all right? That's what people are lacking. You know, they don't have that. Look what it says in Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost, amen, come upon you. And you shall be witness unto me, both into Jerusalem and Judea, and in Samaria, and into the uttermost part of the earth. Think about that. Amen. So you have to have, your salvation is not complete without the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. So we're calling this lesson today, the plan of salvation and the way of salvation. All right. So we see here, many people believe, but they haven't received the Holy Ghost. They haven't had the Holy Ghost, that Pentecostal experience. You need to have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in you, all right? And when that'll keep you from lying, cheating, and stealing. I know a lot of people believe, but they still lie, cheat, do all kinds of other crazy things, all right? So I say, wow, that's something. But see, people got to realize Christ is the end of the law unto righteousness. That's what it means. See, you got to be righteous, actually. Well, you say, else you're missing out. All right? A lot of people talk about, well, it's not about the righteousness that I do. I say, well, I'm going to tell you something. You better be right, because you can't just jump in and out, you know, like jump rope or whatever. So we see here today that you must believe, and that's powerful. You must believe, you must have faith in him, but you got to have the Holy Spirit, because that's what's going to lead you and guide you to all truth. That's what's going to help you and keep you from doing things. Amen. I was talking to some of my grandchildren the other day. My grandchildren say, Granddad, you know, what do you think about these guys messing around with these other women? You know, because, you know, they girls, you know. And I say, well, they don't have no Holy Ghost. She said, well, I said, because I remember the time when I didn't have no Holy Ghost. I was looking too, speculating and everything. All right, so I say, you got to have the Holy Spirit. You got to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. That will lead you into righteousness. That will cause you to be righteous. Amen. Because the Spirit of God dwells within you. Amen. That lead and guide you. But a lot of times people go up there and say, well, I believe. I remember many times I've been to a church, in the Baptist church. I came up as a Baptist. And they have they say, come sit in the chair at the close of the service, and say, who wants to come and be with the, be saved, be with the Lord? And then the people come forth to sit down in this chair, all right? And the preacher shakes the hand and and to her say, you want to be a part of this church? You want to be saved? And you say, yes, I want to be a part. I want to be saved. All right? And then the funny thing about that, the second portion of it is that they voted me in. They voted me in. In other words, like the congregation votes you in, like the deacons and the deaconesses, they voted you in. Now, if you were living a bad life, they know about it. They wouldn't vote you in. You couldn't be a part of that church. So you think about that, all right? I say, well, that is not even biblical, right? But yet, that's what they do, all right? All right, and then they say, you believe in Jesus Christ? Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ. You believe in baptism? Yes, I believe in baptism. Do you want to be baptized? Yes, I want to be baptized. And then they say, well, you saved. You saved. But think about it. You come in there wrong. It could be in all kind of shape you want. They don't mention about repentance. They don't mention about living righteous. They don't mention about all this thing. You know, they say, well, you got that's the way you get it. All right? And then many people go to that same situation, go through that same situation on every Sunday, and guess what happened? He's back out there again doing the same thing. They still came in there whole-mongering, still whole-mongering. They coming out still whoring, still whoring. Coming out still lying, still lying. All right? Because why? There's no change in their life. All right? And that's what it takes, a change. When you say you repent, that means you have to have a change of mind, a change of attitude, a change of life. And we see here today so many people, all right, are going out that way. All right? They don't know. They walk on in darkness, see? But yet, that's what it is. You know, how is this, what is going on with these people? All right, so we see here today, you must be baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. Let God bless your soul. You must believe, amen, come to God with true faith, believing it. Having repented of your sins, man. You know, you got to do that. And then once you get there, call on his name. Call on the name of Jesus. You might call it his Hebrew name, Yeshua, and say, I want to be saved. Amen. I want to be saved, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God, the living God. Because that's the way you do. Amen. When you call on his name and the Holy Ghost come on. See, when a person is truly repentant, all right, and they sold out to God and say, Lord, here's me. Here's all of me. And they give you all. You're all in with this. Amen. You repent of your sins. It takes a real person to say, I'm wrong. I was wrong. I lived the wrong life. It takes a real person to say that, and I need help. And that's what you got to do. Praise God. The plan of salvation. Amen. Acts 2:38. St. John 3:16. Acts 10:43. Think about it. Amen. You got to have those. That within you, praise God. You must be born again. Amen. They that have not a spirit is none of his. So you have to look at this. Amen. If you want to overcome, you need the Holy Spirit to help you to overcome. Amen. Because I'm telling you, friend, it's up to you. It's up to you. Praise God. I look at what's going on in the day and how much meanness going on and how much people, the police are killing everybody. The police need to be saved. Hallelujah. The police need to repent. all them prejudice people. I heard a guy say the KKKs, the Ku Klux Klan, they'll turn in their white sheets and hoods for blue suits and a badge and a gun. I heard a guy was saying that. You know, some people saying that. I said, that's true. That's about true. Some guy, well, black. But I'm letting you know today, friend, everybody, they need to repent, because it's not God's will that any should perish, but all come into repentance, all right, to repent of your sins and believe God, trust in Him, all right? Amen. Walk in righteousness. Be right with people. Treat people like you want to be treated. Do unto others as you like them to do unto you. You know, have respect for people. And that's what you have to have today. There's so much stuff going on today, praise God. You know this, the end of times. The end of time. And the people of Judah, the black man here in America, the black people here in America, amen, where the ancestors were slavers, was enslaved, slavery, all right, you are the people of Judah. You are the people, all right? But what good is it if you don't have his spirit? Think about it. What good is it that you don't have all he got for you, all God got for you? What good is we dwell in disobedience? That's bad, all right? I was telling some brothers, I say all the captivity was all about Judah and Israel being disobedient. Don't be a disobedient soul. Don't be a disobedient people. All right? Do that which is righteous. Show our fathers, our ancestors, those people that we came for, they disobeyed God, and guess what? They ended up into slavery. And scattered to the four corners of the earth, or the four winds of the earth, you may say. And they suffered slavery and bondage again. So we see here today, you must come to Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Yeshua, commonly known as Jesus. Amen. So we see here, you must come to him and be blessed. Amen. Because there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Alright? So you better check yourself or you break yourself. So I'm letting you know today as we go on today. So here's the thing. I'm going to break it down to you. You must believe and have faith in him. Alright? You must repent of your sin and go down in water baptism, emerge in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Amen. And you must tarry and wait for the Holy Spirit to come within you. When the Holy Spirit comes within you, there's change. When the Holy Spirit comes within you, there's things that you could avoid. When the Holy Spirit directs you, amen, you'll live a long time that way. So I just say, you need to come and let God bless your soul as you go on in the name of Jesus Christ. And you, like men, people of Judah, need to stop killing yourself. Stop killing each other. And come to a way that you can have dialogue and mediation and talk things out instead of killing each other. All right. So we see here today that you must come to Christ while you have an opportunity today. All right. And he will bless your soul. Bless you. All right. Be praying for us today as we go on. Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the bow boy. Amen. 4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida. All right, on the corner of Auburn and 22nd. Praise God. Adrian M. Shaw, the Bishop Adrian M. Shaw, pastor. Amen. Elder Ernest Braxton, evangelism. Hallelujah. So we want you to come. This is the celebration. I want you to tune in again next week. Hallelujah. Did you know hallelujah is the most highest praise? Why? Because it has Yah in it. Amen. It talks about Yah. Hallelujah. And the prophet, a lot of the prophets had that same thing. Obadiah, servant of God. All right. You know, think about it. You know, Zechariah, Hananiah, all that. Talk about you. That Yah, that name. We thank and praise God for the creator of all heaven and earth. And then you know that God can bless you and keep you while you have an opportunity today. And he could bless you. I want to let you know today we care about your souls. We care about you. Amen. And we're asking that all people, amen. The Bible said, the Bible said, that my people, which are called by my name. Now, you stop right there. What people he's talking to? Amen. He that has his name. Well, Judah has his name. Yehuda, which is Judah. Think about it. God's name, Yahuwah, Yahweh. Amen. His name. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. All right? You know, turn from their wicked ways, humble themselves and pray. And that's what we need to do. All right? Seek him and seek his face. Be close to him. We need to chase after him. We need to cleave close to him. Amen. Be close to him. Praise God. You know, I like the attitude of John. When John laid his breast, his head on Christ's breast. Because he knew who he was. He knew in that body was God Almighty. Think about it. He knew. He had that, you know. They might have talked about it. They might have said this and that about it. But he knew that. He could hear things that God said through that laying his head on the breast of the chest of Jesus. All right, because he was the youngest disciple, he knew, so he was close and he heard things, and that's why it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That's what he heard, and then he heard where it said, "The Word became flesh." And tell them, think about it, friend. And you heard where the Word said, where it said, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So I'm letting you know today, come see us. Amen. 4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida. Praise God. You can give us a call. Amen. Give us a call. Amen.
813-838-5210. All right? 813-838-5210. Jesus saved through faith to God, the Bible way. Bishop Adrian Shaw, Jr. Pastor, Elder Ernest Braxton, Jr. Evangelist. Amen. Letting you know that God loves you. We care about your soul. All right. God bless you. We out. See you next week. Amen. Call in. Amen. God bless you.
1-1-1. One way to God. 1-1-1. One way to God. Well, there's 1-1-1. One way to God, baptized in Jesus' name. One way to God. One way to God. Well, there's one. One way to God, baptized in Jesus.